is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump pauses 25% tariffs on some Canadian and Mexican goods until April 2nd. Canada says its initial retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. are staying in place. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports from Toronto.
Even if the tariffs are temporarily off, the anger has hardly subsided at the private Royal Canadian Curling Club, where members stopped drinking American bourbon and California wines on the premises weeks ago.
This is one small thing that we can do.
And Danielle Brown says growing Canadian anger is isn't about the American people, just the American president.
And it's really just sad and a shame that leadership is actually maybe for positioning, who knows why, kind of trumping up these allegations that we're maybe not as good partners as we actually are.
Elon Musk's SpaceX suffers another setback in the private company's attempts to launch a heavy payload rocket. More from CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
We don't yet know what caused the catastrophic failure of a SpaceX Starship rocket as the upper stage was climbing towards space. But the rocket suffered multiple engine shutdowns. It spun out of control, and then it broke up in a shower of debris. This was the second Starship failure in a row for SpaceX, which uses these flights to work the bugs out of the system.
President Trump signs an executive order establishing a strategic Bitcoin reserve. White House crypto czar David Sacks posts on social media that the government stockpile will be composed of digital currency seized in U.S. criminal proceedings. Bitcoin drops up to 5% due to no public purchases of the reserve crypto. An internal memo by the Department of Veterans Affairs shows the VA plans to cut 15% of its workforce by the end of September. CBS's Carter Evans spoke to the former VA Inspector General.
The VA has been plagued by scandals in recent years, but the agency did have someone overseeing the organization. Inspector General Michael Missel was fired.
We identified fraud, waste, and abuse every day of the year. It's really hard to come in and just start cutting positions without really understanding the implications of those cuts.
KCBS's Matt Bigler reports on San Jose, California's tough new proposal aimed at getting the chronically homeless into housing.
Saying that homelessness should not be a choice, San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan proposed that if people sleeping on the streets refuse to accept offers of housing three times in a year, they could be arrested.
We will press charges for trespassing and that our homeless neighbors.
The mayor was heckled by homeless advocate Sean Cartwright, who described the policy proposal as,
"This is 100% criminalizing homelessness. This is if you do not do what I want you to do, I will put you in jail."
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey, fellow Gen Xers, it's Elizabeth Banks. Big news! The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the charge. After all, we gave the world the internet. We're trailblazers. Let's lead the way again, because we are at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Head to VaxAssist.com and schedule today. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
They've taken the wraps off finalists for this year's World Video Game Hall of Fame.
The 12 finalists include Frogger, which cemented a place in pop culture on a 1998 episode of Seinfeld, along with Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, Defender, GoldenEye, Mattel Football, and Angry Birds. Rovio's 2009 game was downloaded billions of times. It launched movies and merch. The announcement opens a week of public voting. The winners will be inducted May 8th at the Hall's new space inside the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Applications for U.S. jobless benefits fell last week as the labor market remains sturdy ahead of an expected purge of federal government employees. The Labor Department says that the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits fell by 21,000 to 221,000 for the week ending March 1st. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows upper 20s to 30. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few flurries and snow showers, highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing to the 40s, even some 50s. Right now it's 33.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before. from Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Let's talk about an ugly word, debt. I'm Navy veteran Phil Briggs, and at my lowest point, I was drowning in credit card debt until I turned to Navy Federal Credit Union. Their cash rewards and cash rewards plus cards now offer a 0% intro APR on credit card balance transfers for 12 months. So dominate your debt with Navy Federal Credit Union, where our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 14.9% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends March 31st, 2025.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Thank you. you done. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right.
Woo-ha!
Well, you're my mom, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Show me and tell me that you feel the same.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Noisy roads station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, no, no. No, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Bye.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump delays some tariffs on Mexico and Canada to April 2nd. On a phone call today with President Trump, Mexico's president said he changed his mind on tariffs after she shared some good results against fentanyl trafficking. CBS's Adrian Barr.
Estamos teniendo resultados, Presidente Trump.
Citing a drastic reduction in fentanyl trafficking, Mexico's president convinced President Trump to postpone tariffs. She shared U.S. Border Patrol data showing much less fentanyl entered the U.S. in February. The Mexican leader described the talk as very cordial, but asked rhetorically,
pues ¿cómo vamos a seguir cooperando, colaborando?
Why Mexico would cooperate in the face of measures so damaging to its people. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
The U.S. and Canada remain at odds over retaliatory tariffs. With a memo showing the VA plans to slash tens of thousands of jobs, Cole Lyle of the American Legion is concerned about veteran care.
The VA is having to deal with increasing complexity for veteran health care needs. So I find it hard to believe that there won't be a pretty significant impact to veteran health care and benefits.
Since last Friday's Oval Office blow-up, Ukraine's president has been courting European leaders for help in the war against Russia. Today, EU leaders held an emergency summit as they also come to terms with Trump's disengagement. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
27 members of the EU at least promised to fill that void that would see these partners, these individual countries, increase their military spending by loosening restrictions. So in theory, that would loosen up like $700 billion, which would dwarf any contribution that the United States has made.
Tomorrow, death row inmate Brad Sigmon is set to become the first person in South Carolina history to be executed by firing squad. CBS's Anna Schechter adds,
there are five other states that do allow for it. Utah is the one that has, where it's been used most often. Almost all of the executions have occurred in Utah when they've been done by firing squad, but it is very rare.
Sigmon was convicted of beating to death his then-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat in 2001. In an audio message, a weak and hospitalized Pope Francis thanks people for their prayers. Sabina Castelfranco also reports,
doctors say the condition of Pope Francis, who is suffering from pneumonia in a Rome hospital, is stable and he has not suffered any new breathing crisis. The last respiratory failure dates back to Monday.
Soon, no more public trading for Walgreens as it agrees to be acquired by private equity firm Sycamore Partners for almost $10 billion. This is CB.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Some people in Arkansas are reaching out to Ukraine.
A nonprofit in Bentonville, Arkansas, called Hugs from Friends, is providing new and used hats, coats, scarves, and gloves to children in Ukraine. Many kids there are having to go to school in unheated buildings because of Russian attacks on Ukraine's power grid.
So we really wanted to do something that provided warmth and comfort for kids in Ukraine.
Trevor Dane is co-founder of Hugs from Friends. Jim Crisula, CBS News.